Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I watched that game as we were talking about the Cavs-Celtics on Sunday. And I couldn't believe what I was watching, right? I mean, it didn't even look like them. It was crazy, right? It looked like the old Cavs that had gone to three straight finals, right? They looked fantastic. George Hill defending at the perimeter and getting to the hole, scoring. I mean, Clarkson jacking threes and driving and scoring. Nance dunking. I mean, I was just sitting here watching this game, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It wasn't even them. It was like they blew them out, 121-99. I'm sitting there watching. LeBron almost has the triple-double. He had 24, 8, and 10. He went off. The kid Osman went off, the Turkish kid. He had 12. They got him playing massive minutes now. Tristan Thompson looked good for once. Hill ended up with 12. Joe Smith played better. He had three threes. He had 15. Nance had 5, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Clarkson had 17, 3 of 4 from downtown, 3 rebounds, a dime, 2 steals. Hood had 15 points. He's another new guy, Rodney Hood. He was 6 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 6 from downtown. So all those new guys, basically, I mean, Nance only had 5, but he had, you know, a big dunk. And he was grabbing boards. He was defending. They just looked different. They shot 53% from the floor, 53% from downtown, which was impressive. And they held Boston to 26% from downtown and 40% from the floor. So, and then on the Celtics side, Kyrie had 18, but that was, you know, I'll take that every day if I can hold that guy to 18 points. That's beautiful. Rozier had a better game. He had 21. Morris had 17, but nobody else did anything to speak of. Horford only had 9. He went 9, 6, and 6, but he did have a steal and 2 blocks. But they just did not look good at all. And then they had their Paul Pierce celebration after the game. Then who was it that said that? Robert Parrish? Is he the one that said that Paul Pierce is the greatest offensive player in Celtic history? He must be drunk when he said that.
Why'd they do that after the game?
I don't know why they did it after the game, but I guess because the people there are so loyal to the Celtics, I think they stayed for it. Most people would leave,
they
right?
were going to stay. I mean, they had to stay because it was after, but they were getting just destroyed. Teams do that stuff before the game. Like, get in your seats 30 minutes before the game. We're going to have the poll. Do they think there'll be less people, I guess, then? They want more people there?
At the end?
After? I mean, I never get the point of, there was a lot of sad faces in the crowd as they kept showing those guys who played with, Pierce. I mean, they had Garnett over there.
Right.
Doc was there, too, I believe.
Just all Rondo the, made all it. The only one that didn't make it was Ray Allen.
Yeah, he was busy playing with George Lopez, playing golf with him.
Yeah,
he made sure to put an Instagram out that he was hanging out with George Lopez as they're doing the Paul Pierce thing.
Ray wanted nothing to do
with that. No one cares that Ray Allen's golfing. They only care that he blew off his teammate. So that obviously is still chilly. That relationship is still chilly. But there is no way on God's green earth that guy was better than Larry Bird. Okay. Or Bill Russell, right? I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. I mean, even Havlicek, right? I mean, honestly, I'm starting to go down the list of people that were better than him. You can't seriously put him as the best Celtic ever. That's insanity, isn't it? I'll give him the retirement of the jersey. That's it. That's it. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, he was a great player for them. Did a lot. Stuck with the team when they sucked. You know, he could have left.
Mikhail was better.
Brought them a title for after a long drought. But, yeah, like you said, there's no way you're putting him above Russell or Bird. No way.
No way. Not even worth discussing. I won't even listen to it. I won't even hear it. I'm not going to have it. Not on this watch. But I was sitting there watching it. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was hearing, that he was the best ever. Like, he must be high. You got to be drunk. So whatever. I get it. It was his big day, so you're saying nice things. But calm down. Seriously. Anyway, so do you think, and you said before, you believe that they're going now to the finals because of that change?
Yeah, I finally.
You still don't think that Toronto and Boston could give them problems? No, LeBron, or was yesterday all you needed to know?
If LeBron has a complement of players around him that he's going to trust, and he'll take care of business. He'll be fine. These guys were old. These guys that were with him, they weren't getting it done. And you could see how it was driving him crazy. He was saying crazy things. He was acting kind of silly. He's got these new guys in now. He's going to refocus. And all he needs is a couple guys to pick up a little bit of slack, and he'll do it on his own. He'll get them back to the finals.
And then Love will fit right back in like a glove?
Exactly. He's got confidence in Love. He's not the one who did the stuff with Love with the "are you sick" in the locker room after. That guy's gone now.
Did you think that they like ESPN overplayed the Thomas start in Los Angeles?
What don't they overplay?
I mean, you would have thought they won the NBA championship the way they covered his first game, his 22 points for the Lakers in his first game. Meanwhile, they lost the game, by the way. They failed to mention that all night when they were showing all of his highlights. Is there anything worse than showing highlights of some dude that has a big game that loses? Seriously. I mean, what do they say, Mafia? You can have all the stats in the world, but if you lose, you ain't Shaq.
Right. The only one that matters is the W or the L. Doesn't matter what you put up. If your team didn't win, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But they showed him like he was God's gift to the world. Isaiah Thomas, his big game, hit his first shot. ESPN covered it like it was the NBA Finals. I mean, they really did. They overcooked that. Meanwhile, they didn't even win the game.
Right. They gave him all sorts of attention. Great, he had a big game again, but he's still on a losing team just jacking up shots, so it doesn't matter.
And then weren't they doing some other thing with him about, like, making fun of?
Well, he liked the video. Someone put up an Instagram video of Kyrie shaking down LeBron in the game yesterday, and he liked it.
Shaking him down and getting his ass beat by LeBron.
Well, yeah, after that, then LeBron lit him up. So it didn't matter if he had one good play against him. LeBron lit him up the rest
of
the game.
Listen, let's not kid ourselves. We all know Kyrie Irving can do whatever he wants on the floor. He's a great ISO scorer. But don't even try to tell me that that guy can stop LeBron James from doing whatever he wants. I mean, LeBron James will dunk in his face as quickly as you can say dunk. I mean, he will throw it in his face every single time. You can't stop that train. That's a freight train coming in there at 6'8", whatever he is, 260. Are you kidding me? That guy's, please, Kyrie Irving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.